Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Church. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In Matthew, the 16th chapter, we've been on this for a few weeks now, and I think it's very important. Of course, if it comes out of the Bible, you know it's important. Matthew, the 16th chapter, verse 13, Jesus said, Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? He's asking his disciples. Some said, You're John the Baptist, they say. They say some people are saying you're Elijah. Some people are saying you're Jeremiah. Some people are saying you're one of the prophets. He said to them, Whom say you that I am? What do you say? You know, you don't want to try to ride on other people's backs. When people ask you what you believe, don't start saying what your church believes. Well, my preachers say this. Well, our church believes. No. What do you believe? Stand up for it. Right? Be a man of God. Be a woman of God. Right? Look folks in the eye and say, no, do you believe in that speaking in tongues? You go, well, you know, the church I go to, some people do. That's pitiful. Be a man. Be a woman. Stand up and go, yeah, we tongue talking all over the place. Yeah. Yeah, we believe in it and it's good. You ought to do it too. I hear some of y'all believe in healing over there. You go, no, all of us believe in healing. Yeah, man. Anybody over there, pray for you at the drop of a hat. Yeah. You want to keep your sickness, you ought not come over there because you walk in the doors, it's in danger. Yeah. Right? I heard y'all some of that name it and frame it bunch, that confess it and possess it. Oh, yeah, we believe in confession. Yes, we do. Just like Jesus said, you know. Yeah. Right? If you'd say it and wouldn't doubt in your heart, but believe what you said come to pass, you'd have what you said. We believe it. Absolutely. Yes, yes. You want us to confess with you? Amen. What are you confessing? Yeah. Right. We should not be intimidated and embarrassed about what. Now, you don't try to push things off on people when they don't want to hear it, but nor are you intimidated. Amen. Nor are you ashamed. Amen. What do you say? He said. Who do you say I am? Simon Peter said, You are the Christ. The Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody say that out loud. He is. The Christ. The Son. Of the living God. Phyllis and I are talking about this morning before church. That, you know, the spirit that is in the world is called the spirit of Antichrist. Yeah. Right? What does Antichrist mean? Yeah. Against the Christ, and you'll find there are overt and there are subtle things going on all over the place to take Jesus out, to make him less than what he is, that he's only a man and he's this and he's that, and it's not really necessary that you believe on Jesus. You just need to believe in God and your own way. No. He is it. He is it. If you don't believe in him, you're lost. Simple. Oh, that's narrow, preacher. Yeah, and saved. Broad is the way. And many theories and beliefs that lead to destruction, Jesus said. But the way to salvation is straight and it's narrow. He said, I am the way. The way. There's only one way to the Father, to God, to heaven. One way, Jesus. Now, if you don't believe that, you're not a Christian. How many are convinced? He's it. Jesus is it. He's it. He's the Lord. He's the Savior. He's the Redeemer. It's his blood. Right? He's the one that's at the right hand of the Father, ever living to make intercession for us. He's the one we're going to stand before. He's it. And if you don't believe in him, you are lost. No question about it. 1 John said, if you don't have the Son, you don't have the Father either. You can't have the Father. You can't have God without the Son. And the more you look, there are all kind of people that don't respect Jesus. They don't respect him. And they try to make him less than what he is. Not us. I said, not us. We're going to hold him high. Amen. He is the head. We're going to hold to the head. And we're going to confess his lordship. He is preeminent above all. How many agree with me on this? Now, you with me? Jesus is it. You know what I mean by that? He's it. He's everything. He's everything above all. Somebody say, I love the Lord.
I love the Lord.
He's everything to me.
He
is my Lord.
And my Savior.
Nothing else is above him. He's it. He's everything. Glory. Are you stirred up at least a little bit about that? I am. Bothers me when people belittle him. Does it you? Try to make him less than what bothers me. I'm not okay with it. Now, there's a lot of things. You don't believe in healing. I'm not going to jump up and down about it. I mean, you know, that's your right to be sick if you want to. You don't believe in prosperity. I'm not going to jump. But now you try to say that you don't have to believe in Jesus. You lost me right there. And no, we can't compromise. No, I'm sorry. No. 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 There is no other name under the whole heaven whereby a man can be saved. He's it. It's him or lost. It's him, it's Jesus or lost. And if you don't believe that, you're not a Christian. And save your letters. Save them. It'll be a waste of ink and postage. I'm not going to change. Kate. Right? Kate. Jesus is everything. He's in him. In him, the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily. He's everything. He's the beginning. He's the end. He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. He was alive. He was dead, but he's alive again. He's coming again. He's everything. He's everything. You need to express it on a daily basis. Say, Lord, you are everything to me. You're everything. You're my Lord. You're my Savior. You're my healer, my provider. You're everything. And I believe in you and I love you and you have me, spirit, soul, and body. I am yours. Everything I am, everything I ever will be. I'm yours. And glory to God, you're mine. See, Jesus looked at him and said, what do you say about me? Who do you say I am? And when he said that, Jesus said, you're blessed. Simon Bar-Jonah, flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, the Father, which is in heaven. And I say to you, you're Peter. That word means a rock that could be moved. But upon this rock, another word, like a mountain. On this rock, I will build my church. What rock? The rock of who he is and what he is. The rock of him. On this rock, Jesus said, I will build my church. Do you hear the language here? Jesus said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We've been talking for some weeks about the church. The church, the title of the series is The Church. It's not just a Sunday thing. Many people, that's all they know. What is church? Well, something you go to on Sunday for a few minutes, if you can make it. No, 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 no. The church is the Lord's church. He says, it's my church. And what's he interested in doing?
Building.
Building it. What is the Lord doing?
Building.
He's building his church. What should you and I be involved in?
Building his church.
Working together with him.
Yes,
to build his church. What else is he doing that he's more interested in?
Nothing.
What else is higher at the top of his list? Somebody said, well, people getting saved. That's what I just said. What is that? That is building the church. Part of it, a big part of it, but not all of it. Part of it is the building up of the ones that are already in the church. Someone says, well, I think it's more important for people to get saved. It's not separated. How do you think the masses are going to come in? The masses are not going to come to church. Are y'all with me now? The masses of unsaved people and people in other religions are not coming to church to hear the gospel. So how are they going to see Jesus? Through the believers that they work beside, that they live beside, that they eat beside. You understand what I'm saying? Well, the thing is, if they are around somebody that says they're a Christian and they're always defeated and they're always sick and they're always broke, why would they want to be like you? But you take a man and woman of God that is built up. Somebody say built up.
Built up.
Built up. Built up. Strong. That doesn't crumble. That doesn't, not full of fear like other people. Not defeated like other people. That is a living witness. Every day they come to work and they see you and you're always up. Amen. You're always up. Amen. Your kids are not crazy. Amen. You stay married year after year. And you seem to be happy.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
It's a witness. Amen. I said it's a witness. And it won't take much of that. They will want what you have.
Yes, sir.
And if the more and more of the body of Christ, the believers are built up, that does affect people in to come in, because what draws them in? The goodness of God leads men to repentance, to change. Where are they going to see that goodness of God? In you, in your life, if you are built up. Built up. So the building up of the church involves these two primary areas. The adding of new souls to the kingdom of God, which is going to be greatly affected and impacted by the building up of those who are already in.
Yes,
can you see that?
Yes,
so what should you and I be interested in on a daily basis? Building the church. Building the church. Getting new people in and getting the ones that are already in built up.
Amen.
Should we go a day that we don't do something that impacts that and helps that some way or another? No, we should not. Every day we should be looking, what can I do, Lord, to build the kingdom? What did Jesus say? On this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Go to the book of Acts, please. The book of Acts. Look at the 9th chapter. Do you want to know how you can build the church better? How you, not somebody else, you. You can immediately impact the building and furthering of the church. The New Testament is full of it. And we're going to look at it today. In Acts, the 9th chapter, Acts 9 and 31 says, then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were what?
Edified.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Church, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.